I imagine there's an unwritten law in public radio not to talk about astrology, at least in any serious way. But in these trying times, maybe there's an exception. So I checked in with my favorite stargazer, Rob Bresny. I have followed his free will astrology forecasts periodically for many years. His is a whimsical approach, full of anecdotes and mythological references, lighthearted but insightful. Bresny refers to our crisis as the tumultuous upgrade or the disruptive cure, and notes that the coronavirus is not the only factor in our present state of emergency. His message, like many these days, is focused on the power of interconnectedness. I'm reminded of the NPR story about the first day of spring this leap year. Most of the piece centered on why the date of an equinox will fluctuate. But at the end, NASA astrophysicist Michelle Thaler spoke about how she finds meaning in things that are beyond the control of humans, and that the only thing we have is each other. Online, the story includes a picture of Earth taken shortly before an equinox. It's one of those images that makes you pause and take a step back from your little world and its daily minutiae. And what you see is that we're all on this planet traveling together through vast space, interconnected for better or sometimes for worse. It's really up to us. I'm Paula Garrett, and that's my perspective.